This is 17th game. He's got a 1.72 earned run average for Matt Quatrero. They lead from first and second. The 2-2 again, swing and a miss. He struck him out with a fastball, and that ends the inning. The Brewers get a run on the homer by Sanchez, but the biggest play of this game thus far was the throw from the left fielder Melendez. It's the difference right now in a 3-2 Kansas City lead at the stretch on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
It's that time of year again, Wisconsin. Hunting season is back. Before you head out, remember that safety is always the number one target for a successful hunt. So when you're out in the woods this season, practice these simple tips. Treat every firearm like it's loaded. Always point your muzzle in a safe direction. Be certain of your target and don't touch the trigger until you're ready to shoot. For more safety tips, visit dnr.wisconsin.gov. Brought to you by the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources.
Spring fishing is finally here, and Fleet Farm has everything you need to reel in more fish this year. Upgrade your gear with the best brands like Rapala, Berkley, and St. Croix. Find exclusive flicker sheds you won't find anywhere else, starting at $12.99. Get rod and reel combos starting at only $24.99. And shop our wide selection of fishing line that starts at just $4.99. Land top fishing gear and everything else you need for everyday life at Fleet Farm.
Carbliss, a proud partner of the Milwaukee Brewers. Premium, ready-to-drink cocktails made right here in Wisconsin. Zero carbs, zero sugar, zero gluten, zero guilt. And just 100 calories a can. Carbliss has flavors for every fan. Fruit flavors like pineapple, lemon lime, black cherry, and more. And classic cocktail options like margarita, paloma, and Moscow Mule. Find Carbliss at your local grocery store and pick up a pack to enjoy while you watch Brewers baseball at home or while you tailgate before a game. Carbliss. Liss is more.
Bob Uecker is the sound of summer.
Oh, my goodness.
On the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Remains 3-2 Kansas City, bottom seven, and we pause 10 seconds for station identification across the Brewers Radio Network.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS 1100 AM Berlin, W252 DR Oshkosh, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Well, Brian Hudson will continue in this game, his second inning behind Joe Ross. He did allow the inherited runner to score upon entering in the sixth, but retired the final three he faced. And now Garrett Hampson is going to pinch hit for MJ Melendez. Right-handed batter up there, and the pitch is swung on and fouled. Right in the batter's box on Hampson, it's nothing and one. So Melendez, who just made the throw from left that preserved the lead, tough break, he's out of the game. Garrett Hampson comes in with a batting average of 222. And the 0-1 pitch rides inside from the birthday boy, Brian Hudson, 1-1. We saw Hampson in the first couple of games of this series. He has a late game replacement. Hadn't batted. 1-1 pitch. Looped foul. That'll get over towards the tarp, first base side uncaught. And Brian Hudson's ahead of Garrett Hampson, 1-2. Seventh inning stretch, sponsored by IslandResortGolf.com. Island is your premier resort destination, the largest north of Milwaukee, and the place to be this summer. Hudson with a 1-2. Outside corner, ring him up. Breaking ball comes right over the edge. And the pinch hitter is retired. One gone in the home seventh. Brought to you by Ortho ASAP. Meet with a specialist today to start healing faster. Learn more at orthowisconsin.com. And by the way, at the Island, you can book your trip at islandresortandcasino.com. One down, here's the catcher, Freddie Fermin. Pitch, rounded foul over towards the camera well on the third base side, and he's behind 0-1. Another nip-and-tuck game in this series. Fermin is 1-for-2 with a double, and he swings through a high heater. No balls and two strikes. Chris Stratton up in the bullpen for Kansas City. He's getting ready, it appears, to pitch the eighth, and the Brewers have Adames, Churio, and Frelick due up. Can Hudson keep the deficit at one? 0-2 pitch. Rides high. Did Fermin swing? He did not. Says Angel Hernandez at first upon appeal. 1-2. Brian has his sign from Contreras. The 1-2 delivery. Breaking ball down and in. So it's 2-2 on the backup to Salvador Perez normally. It's Freddie Fermin. Lane, I talked a lot about how great the throw from Melendez in left was to get the out on Oliver Dunn. 2-2 pitches taken high, and it's a full count on Fermin. The tag on the back end of it was really impressive, too.
Just an all-around good play.
Yeah.
And that's what it was going to take to get Oliver Dunn at the plate in that situation.
Fermin waits. 3-2 pitch. Way outside. He lost him. It was 0-2. And then Hudson ends up issuing the base on balls to Freddie Fermin. First walk issued by Brian. And here comes Kyle Isbell. Brewers hoping to avoid a 2-4 road trip, losing 2 of 3 in both Chicago and Kansas City if this score holds before they come home for the next 7. Tied for first in the Central coming into the day with the Cubs. Pitch to Isbell. Bluffed a bunt, pulled back, and took a strike. Lefty versus lefty. Construction Business Group presents the drive around the league, and the Cubs are losing 3-0 to the Padres at home. That's in the 7th inning. Dylan Cease for the Friars. The 1 pitch. Called a strike on the outside corner to Isbell. It's 0-2. So even if the Brewers cannot complete the comeback here today, Cubs are behind by 3. Runner at first and 1 out. 0-2 pitch. Down and away. Went to the sweeper. Caught out of the dirt by Contreras. Ball 1 on Kyle Isbell. Each time that Isbell batted against Joe Ross, he grounded out to the first baseman, and that's Gary Sanchez. Fermin takes his lead. 3-2 Royals in the 1-2. Too far outside, it's 2-2. Royals just 2.5 games out of first in the AL Central. They've had a very good start to the year, 21-16. 2-2. Fouled back by Isbell. He got a cut fastball that was on the outer third from Brian Hudson. If the Royals win this game, they'll have a 3-3 homestand. Dropped a series to Texas before we got here. They lead 3-2, bottom 7. 2-2. Line drive towards short. Caught by Adames in the hole. Good play. Moving hard to his right. Willie makes the catch. Back to first safely goes Fermin. Willie threw in behind him, but Freddie didn't wander too far off of the bag to get doubled off.
Play was made tougher, too, because Nick Lentz was between Willie and the batter. And so Willie had to navigate the umpire. Pick that ball up a little bit later sometimes in those situations, but nice play by Adames for sure.
Two outs for the top of the order. Here's Maikel Garcia, and we'll get a mound visit from Contreras before Maikel bats. All trips to the mound are presented by Pottawatomie Sportsbook. There's a new era of sports betting at Pottawatomie Sportsbook with a video wall, self-service kiosks, restaurant bar, VIP deck, and more. It's a sports fan's paradise. Runner at first and 2 out. And here's Garcia, who's been on base twice with a double and a walk. 6 times on base in the series. Hudson ready to go, and the pitch. There's a strike with a cut fastball, top of the zone. You might be wondering why oftentimes during this game it sounds like a horror movies being played. You hear a lot of high-pitched shrill screams. Big school kid day here. 0-1 coming. Swing and a miss. Fastball right on by Garcia. 0-2. The Royals video production staff, they're playing to all the kids that are here today, and they keep putting scream or make noise or whatever up on the video board. And that's the reason you hear those loud noises. 0-2 coming. Grounded foul, sharply late, wide of first.
Well, I feel good for their teachers. They're good listeners. They are listening to what the board is telling them to do.
But nobody's in peril.
No.
They're just following instructions, as you said. Fermin at first. Two out, bottom seven. 0-2 again. Fly ball down the right field foul line. That'll drift into the extended netting. It remains 0-2 on Michael Garcia. A little bit of cloud cover has moved in. Some of the puffy white clouds here over the last few minutes. Just for the moment, hiding the full effect of the sun. Very pleasant Wednesday afternoon, though. 0-2 again. Popped foul again. Challenge fastball from Hudson. And Garcia spoils another. Hudson's had to throw 35 pitches. And there is action now. Yoel Piamps getting loose in the Brewers' bullpen here in the seventh. Can he put away Garcia? Hudson's 0-2 again. Popped foul again. Coming back into the seats. He'll see a seventh pitch. After it was 0-2, Michael has fouled off four in a row. Fermin takes his lead. Sanchez holds him on at first. 0-2 again. Down and in. Cutter near the feet. So there's finally ball one. I think this would probably be Brian's final batter faced, regardless of whether or not he gets Michael Garcia, with Bobby Witt Jr. on deck. Right-handed hitter. 3-2 Royals. The 1-2 pitch. Way outside on a sweeper, and it's 2-2. Temperature has moved into the mid-70s. Hudson has a new sign. The 2-2 pitch. Swinging a fly ball straight away into center and playable. Moving over to his right is Blake Perkins, now shielding his eyes from the sun. Oh, he's staggered, but he made the catch. Backhanded play by Blake to end the inning, and two scoreless innings from Brian Hudson. One is left. We're headed to the eighth. Do the Brewers have another late inning rally? We'll find out. They trail 3-2 on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Miller Lite is the light beer brewed for people who love the taste of beer. For those who are always the first to volunteer for beer runs. Who hit up tailgates for sports that they don't even like. And believe having a beer fridge in the garage is non-negotiable. It's a 96-calorie, 3.2-carb love letter to beer lovers. Who know that the best part of beer is the beer part. Tastes like Miller time. Celebrate responsibly. 2023 Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin beer.
Miller High Life. Always flavorful, always refreshing, always at the right price. The champagne of beers. Welcome to the High Life. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
Miller Lite is the light beer brewed for people who love the taste of beer. It's a 96-calorie, 3.2-carb love letter to beer lovers. Tastes like Miller time. Celebrate responsibly. 2023 Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin beer.
Jeff Levering and wife Ashley love their patio door from Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin.
It's so bright, it's so clear. I can see the kids outside playing, and it makes it comfortable for the life we live.
I love the roll screen. The fact that the screen is on the inside and no drafts, it's a game changer.
Right now, get 0% interest-free financing for up to 48 months when you order by May 31st. Set your free in-home consultation at PellaWI.com.
Certain restrictions apply. That's 531-2024.
Every pitch, all season long.
Swing and a drive! Left center field!
On the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Chris Stratton becoming the fifth pitcher and fourth out of the bullpen used by the Royals. We go to the eighth inning. It is still 3-2 Kansas City. Brewers coming up. Adamas, Churio, and Frelick due against Stratton, who got the save in game one on Monday. Here for the play-by-play is Lane Grindle.
All right, thank you very much, Josh. Willie Adamas will lead off his eighth inning for the crew. This has been some kind of series between these two teams. Think they're a little evenly matched? It has felt like that through two games and now seven innings. Stratton looks in to Fermin as catcher and brings home the first pitch to Adamas. It's a roller off the end of the bat to second base. Frazier scoops and fields and throws to first and retires Adamas for out number one. Hampson stays in the game. He's in left. And now Jackson Churio to the plate for the crew. Today's eighth inning brought to you by the Wisconsin Laborers District Council, representing 9,000 skilled union laborers throughout Wisconsin. Learn more at liunawisconsin.org. That's L-I-U-N-A, and feel the power. Stratton's first pitch to Churio in there for a strike. It's 0-1. Stratton, a journeyman, was with the Rangers a year ago and the Cardinals, split his time between the two teams. Long time with Pittsburgh, the Angels, the Giants. Breaking ball missed down and away. And it's one ball and one strike on Jackson Churio. Jackson pinch hit in the sixth, flied out to center. 1-1. Missed down and away with a slider. And it's two balls and one strike on Jackson. We have been bragging about Jackson's at-bats and how much better they've looked over the last week plus. Big spot for him here in the eighth. 2-1, fouled back our way. And just above us, out of play, it's 2-2. Brewers chasing a run late. 3-2 Royals lead, top of the eighth inning with one out, nobody on. Stratton's 2-2. Breaking ball, hit off the end of the bat, foul. And Jackson able to stay alive. Well, it's Shandy season. Great day for a Shandy here at Kauffman Stadium. And, of course, that means Leinenkugel's summer Shandy. That's a refreshing Weiss beer, natural lemonade flavor. Leinenkugel's flavor of the moment. Two balls and two strikes on Churio. The pitch. Breaking ball hit off the end of the bat to the pitcher Stratton. Off the mound to field. Throws to first and gets Churio. And two outs. Another breaking ball. And the Brewers with a couple of very soft rollers on the infield to start up this eighth inning. Two down for Sal Frelick. Brewers able to come from behind to win last night, 6-5. What a thriller it was. Pitch, breaking ball for a strike, and it's 0-1. Trying to do the same thing here this afternoon. They need a two-out rally right here in the eighth. Frelick has a hit today. 1-for-3. And a tapper to third. Garcia charge, fields and throws to first. And the inning is over. Three very softly hit ground balls against Stratton in the eighth inning for the crew. We go to the bottom of the eighth. A 3-2 Royals lead on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
From the kennel to the coop, whatever the season, Fleet Farm has everything to keep your animals happy and healthy. From training your pup to sit season, to mastering those retrieval skills season. From clipping your horse for competition season, to keeping the backyard birds well-fed season. And of course, loving your pets like family season. There's a reason people say, if Fleet Farm doesn't have it, you don't need it. Because we have it all. Fleet Farm, built for real life.
Wisconsin traditions have been built for years around the Badgers, game day, and the mascot. But lead miners are the original Badgers in the state, not the animal or the mascot. It was the 1820s, and the miners often didn't have shelter in the winters, so they lived like Badgers by digging tunnels into the hillsides to stay warm and sleep where they worked. It led to the reason why today you really can't think of Wisconsin without thinking Badgers. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr. Battleground, purple, swing state. You've heard the terms, but what connects it to elections? Wisconsin Wisconsin has been a swing state off and on since the 1950s, but recent elections solidified it when the state could have been won by either the Democratic or Republican candidate. Michigan and Minnesota, Arizona, Florida, Georgia, Nevada, North Carolina, Ohio, and Pennsylvania also swing states. Watch for more campaigns to target Wisconsin and these other states before the next election. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
You're listening to Milwaukee Brewers Baseball on Oshkosh Air Support, 98.3 FM and 1100 AM WISS.
Three to two Kansas City. We go to the bottom of the eighth inning. Yoel Piamps takes over on the mound for the Crew. And he will face the heart of this Kansas City order, Bobby Witt Jr. to lead things off for the Royals. He is 1-for-2 today with a walk and a run scored. Had a fly ball that was essentially not caught in the first inning that was a double. And the first pitch from Piamps in there for a strike, it's 0-1. Keep bringing this play up. It's a huge play in this game all the way back in the first inning. A fly ball that is caught 99 out of 100 times by Blake Perkins. High drive, left field, Cheerio back at the track, at the wall, it is gone. Was well struck off the bat of Bobby Witt Jr. And it's a 4-2 lead for Kansas City. His fifth of the season. And if you look back through this series, Bobby Witt Jr. has had a big impact on the series, but he really hadn't hit a ball hard yet. But he hit one hard right there. Here's Vinny Pasquantino. The pitch. Ripped foul up the first baseline. It's 0-1. So a leadoff home run for Bobby Witt Jr. And now Piamps trying to get after Pasquantino. Bounces a changeup in the dirt. It's one ball and one strike. So a little bit tougher now in that ninth inning for the Crew. 1-1. Rocketed out to right center field. Freely going back on this one. That is going to one hop the wall in right center. Pasquantino jogging into second with a stand-up double. And the Royals with some very loud contact against Piamps here in the eighth. And now here's Michael Massey. Massey, the designated hitter. He's driven in a pair of runs today, both sacrifice flies. Piamps looks at second in the pitch. In there with a strike, it's 0-1. Two scoreless innings from Brian Hudson on his birthday today. Gave up just the one hit. No runs, a walk, and a pair of strikeouts for Brian Hudson. Piamps 0-1. That is rolled foul at the first baseline, and he's out ahead of Massey, nothing and two.
One thing to note, Lane, this is only the second time in 2 weeks that Yoel Piamps has gotten into a game. And you wondered, maybe just a little bit of rust here that he's trying to kick off at the outset of the appearance.
0-2 pitch. Swung on and fouled back. And into the net, it stays at 0-2. It's a great point. Relievers, you don't want to work them too much, but at the same time, they need to be able to get into their rhythm and work on a regular routine, and sometimes the season just doesn't allow for that. 0-2 pitch. Fly ball, right center field. This is playable for Perkins. Backpedaling. Underneath of it makes the catch. Pasquantino bluffs a tag towards third. Throw went there, but Pasquantino stayed put at second. So one away, and here's Hunter Renfroe. Well, nothing warms up a cool spring day like a Usinger brought hot off the grill. Grab it off that grill. Spread a little Pine River cold pack cheese spread on it. Maybe the Swiss almond. Asiago cheese. After you heat up, cool off with some Cedar Crest frozen custard. Sea salt caramel. Tyrone Blanco is now pinch running at second base for Kansas City as Hunter Renfroe is the batter. Pops looks back at second in the pitch. Check swing foul at the first baseline. And it's 0-1. A 4-2 Kansas City lead here in the bottom of the eighth. Pops 0-1 pitch. Missed outside of the fastball. Didn't miss by much. It's 1-1. Brewers scored first in all three games of this series. They're going to need to come from behind in the second consecutive game if they want to win this one. Slider missed down and away. It's 2-1 on Renfro. Kevin Hergett is getting loose in the Brewers bullpen. Two-one pitch, and he missed low with a two-seam fastball. It goes to 3-1 on Renfro. Piamps again, looks at second. Here's the 3-1 delivery, and he missed down and away. That was the slider, and it's a walk to Renfro. First and second for Kansas City, and Adam Frazier coming to the plate. And Chris Hook is on his way out for a mound visit here to chat with Piamps. Trips to the mound presented by Potawatomi Sportsbook, a new era of sports betting at Potawatomi. A video wall, self-service kiosks, restaurant, bar, VIP deck, and more. It's a sports fan's paradise. So it hasn't been the sharpest of outings for Piamps. Gives up the solo shot to Witt Jr., then Pasquantino with a very hard hit double into the right center field gap. Massey fly to center. Now Renfro works the walk. And the entire Brewers infield has joined Chris Hook to chat with Piamps here. But it's imperative that Piamps find a way to get out of this with no further damage and give the Brewers a shot in the ninth, trailing by two runs. They're going to get MacArthur, it would appear, for a second consecutive night, and they got to him last night. So don't go anywhere. But work to do here against Adam Frazier for Piamps. The first pitch, swing and a miss. Right down the middle with a strike on a fastball. It's 0-1. A 1 delivery. Bounced one in the dirt. Good backhanded pick on a hop by Contreras. Saves 90 feet from both runners. They have to stay put. It's 1-1. Piamps out of the stretch. Looks at Blanco at second. Now the pitch. A soft liner into center. That's going to get down for a base hit. Blanco around third. He will score. It is 5-2 Kansas City. Renfro stops at second. Frazier with an RBI single. And the Royals have picked up two huge insurance runs here in the eighth. From a one-run lead to now a three-run lead. And Kansas City may get another arm up in that bullpen in case they score again here in this inning. It would still be a save situation for MacArthur as of now, but the Royals with just one out, they're thinking for a really big inning. They've pushed two across, and now here's Hampson. Piamps pitch. Breaking ball in there for a strike. It's 0-1. Duffy has joined MacArthur in that bullpen. Clouding up a little bit here in Kansas City. Piamps looks back at second. The 0-1. Breaking ball. This is lifted into shallow left. Going out is Adames. Coming in is Cherio. They're not talking. Cherio picks it up as it drops between them and everybody moves up 90 feet. I'm not sure if Cherio ever really saw that ball. He was never really busting it in to come take that ball. Adames was going out there, but I think he kept waiting for Cherio to call him off. And then even after it fell between them, if Cherio picks it up cleanly, he might have had a play at third. He's hit deep enough that there was no infield fly rule called or anything like that. He might have had a play at third on a force, but didn't pick it up cleanly. So here's Fermin with the bases loaded and one out, and Piamps' pitch has rolled foul up the third baseline. It's 0-1. It has not been a very clean game defensively for the crew. It's going to be one of the big issues for them if this score holds. A one. This is hit out towards center. Coming in is Perkins, a diving attempt, but it's off of his glove. 90 feet for everybody. Renfro comes down the line and scores. It's 6-2 Kansas City. You can't blame Blake Perkins. He made a great effort on a knuckling liner right at him. He went into a dive, got a glove on it, but couldn't catch it. Even if he does catch it, I think Renfro probably tags up and is able to score, but at least you get it out on the play. And Pat Murphy has popped out of the dugout, and that's going to be it for Yoel Piamps. Not a great outing for Yoel. Three runs in for Kansas City. Bases still loaded. It's a 6-2 lead. And just one away. It's a U.S. Cellular call to the bullpen. They're proud to support the Brewers. And they remind you that when the Brewers are on, your hands are for high-fiving, not scrolling. U.S. Cellular, built for us. Kevin Hergett making his Brewers debut. And we return after this on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
It's time to turn off ringers and cheer for dingers with Us Mode from U.S. Cellular. Whether you're in the stadium or listening to the game on the radio, U.S. Cellular wants you to focus on genuine connections with your family, friends, and other Brewers fans. U.S. Cellular is all about a healthier relationship with technology. That means when the game is on, notifications go off. Take the Us Mode pledge and commit to more meaningful game days. On game days, set your phone to Us Mode, because game day is for cheering on the Brew Crew with your crew. U.S. Cellular, built for us.
Clubhouse manager Tony Migliaccio and Mr. Baseball Bob Uecker.
Hey, Bob, I had a box from Usinger's here. Have you seen it?
Buddy.
It was a big box with Usinger's on the side. Are you sure? It was right here.
No, I haven't seen it.
Because it looks a lot like that box strapped on the back of your bike that says Usinger's.
Oh, that box. Those are hats.
They must really be cool hats, Bob. The box has frost on the side.
Oh, you got to keep them refrigerated. See ya.
Look for Usinger's Fine Sausage at your local grocer.
Lots of insurance companies make promises about how much you can save if you switch over to them. Well, here's our promise. With the West Bend policy, you can save everything. Every memory. Every detail. Everything you've worked so hard for. Once it comes time to actually make a claim, a cheap insurance policy can really cost you. Why not protect everything that matters with a policy from West Bend? Because the worst brings out our best. Visit thesilverlining.com to find out more.
Brewers bring the infield in. It's a 6-2 Kansas City lead. Bases are loaded, one out. And Kyle Isbell's the batter. Kevin Hergett on the mound now for the crew, making his Brewers debut. And a swinging strike on the first pitch he offers to Isbell. The 0-1. This is popped up. Out to shallow left center. Adames racing out there. He will make the catch, backpedaling for the second out. So Adames back there to make the catch on the pop-up. And now here's Michael Garcia. He's the ninth batter of this inning. This was not the way the Brewers were hoping this bottom of the eighth would go. Royals have pushed three runs across and taken a one-run lead and turned it into a four-run advantage. Hergett's pitch to Garcia. He is inside with a changeup. It's 1-0. One-oh pitch, fly ball out to center. Perkins retreating back into his left with the play, makes the catch, and the inning is over. But the Royals bat nine, they plate three, they lead 6-2 as we go to the ninth. Last chance for the crew on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
The men and women of the Wisconsin Operating Engineers operate the heavy equipment that builds our roads, bridges, and schools. But did you know that they also build the wind and solar farms that supply clean energy to our homes and businesses? They install the broadband infrastructure that helps provide high-speed internet to every corner of Wisconsin. Build your career with the Wisconsin Operating Engineers. Visit join139.com to learn more. That's join139.com.
Protect your dream home with American Family Insurance. And you can weather any storm. You'll also save up to 25% by bundling home, auto, and life. American Family Insurance. Get a quote. Find an agent at amfam.com.
Products not available in every state. Discounts may not apply to all coverages on an auto or home policy. Discounts do not apply to life insurance policies. Visit MFM.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies, American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
For the ultimate sports betting experience, get in the game at Potawatomi Sportsbook. Unleash your inner champion with dozens of betting kiosks, a VIP deck, high-end bar, first-class restaurant, broadcast booth, a 2,000-square-foot video wall, and more. It's a sports fan's paradise, 24/7. Bet above the rest. Only at Potawatomi Casino Hotel, Milwaukee. Visit the website for more. Must be 21 years old. All bets must be made on site.
Every home run, stolen base, and strikeout.
He struck him out swinging.
On the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Well, Brewers with work to do here in the top of the ninth, trailing by four runs. It's a 6-2 Royals lead. Tyler Duffy is going to take over on the mound and try to get these final three outs for Kansas City. If the Royals hold on, they'll win the series. Brewers with a comeback last night, hoping for some similar type of electricity here this afternoon. Gary Sanchez will lead off the inning for the Brewers against Duffy, who has pitched well this year for Kansas City, a 1.69 ERA. This is just his fifth appearance. Was a Cub a year ago, made just one appearance for Chicago last year. Longtime Minnesota Twin. Duffy, the right-hander, brings home the first pitch to Sanchez. Missed outside. It's 1-0. Sanchez with two hits today, including the solo home run back in the seventh. 1-0 pitch, and that missed low. Two balls and no strikes. Need base runners if you're the Brewers. Try to put some pressure on these Royals in the ninth inning for the second consecutive day. Duffy's 2-0 pitch. Sanchez took a strike. It's 2-1. 22,430. That's your attendance here this afternoon at Kauffman Stadium. 2-1, and he took a strike at the knees. Gary thought it might have been low. Pretty good pitch from Duffy. It's 2-2. Sanchez then done. And then Blake Perkins, as Gary will use his timeout here. Take a second before getting back in the box and continuing the at-bat. Duffy works out of the windup. Here's the 2-2 delivery. And he missed outside with a breaking ball. It is a full count, 3-2 on Sanchez. Do the Brewers have some ninth inning magic in them for the second consecutive day? Duffy brings home the 3-2 pitch, and this is fouled back our way. Just above the media level here at Kauffman Stadium, and the at-bat continues. Duffy again from the windup. Here's the 3-2 to Sanchez, and he missed inside. Leadoff walk. Good start for the crew. Ortho ASAP, walk right in. Orthopedic Associates of Wisconsin, there is a difference. And now here's Oliver Dunn, who reached back in that seventh inning. Is 0-2 officially here this afternoon. Brewers looking for some life. The pitch missed outside. It's 1-0. And there is no reason to be overly aggressive. Again, you need base runners. Make Duffy show that he can consistently throw strikes. 1-0. Swinging ground ball up the first baseline into the Royals dugout. It's 1-1. That was a fastball. Would have been a strike on the low inside corner. Duffy climbs back on top of the hill and looks in. Here's the 1-1. Missed way outside. Two balls and one strike. That was the slider. He has not really been able to get that slider over at all so far. Two-one. Ground ball foul up the first baseline. He got a sinker down and in. Another really good pitch from Duffy. And it's 2-2 on Oliver Dunn. Dunn has always been a good ball strike guy coming up through the minors. Good understanding of the strike zone. Got away from that a little bit, but starting to really see the baseball well again. 2-2, and he took a curveball down. And it's 3 balls and 2 strikes. The secondary stuff for Duffy hasn't been there so far, but he's had good location with both of his fastballs. Runner at first and nobody out. 3 balls and 2 strikes on Oliver Dunn. And the pitch. And he missed inside. He walked him. And some of the Royals fans here at Kauffman Stadium starting to have deja vu. You've got the tying run in the on-deck circle now. In Bryce Terang as Blake Perkins comes to the plate with 2 on and nobody out. And Brian Sweeney jogging out to the mound to chat with Duffy. And that's going to get some bodies going down there in that Royals bullpen. Trips to the mound presented by Pottawatomie Sportsbook, a new era of sports betting at Pottawatomie Sportsbook. Video walls, self-service kiosks, restaurant bar, VIP deck, and more. It's a sports fan's paradise. So MacArthur back up and starting to get loose for Kansas City in that bullpen. Sweeney jogging back into that Royals dugout. And this is a dream start to the inning for the Brewers. If you're trying to erase a 4-run deficit, back-to-back walks to start it up, hard to ask for much more than that as a recipe for a comeback. A lot of work still to do, though, for the crew. Here's Blake Perkins, first pitch. Nailed the inside corner with a fastball, and it's 0-1. Perkins is using his timeout to readjust his batting gloves. And now, I think Duffy was ready to come set, and Todd Titchener had to remind him, no, timeout was called here. Now ready to go, the 0-1. Breaking ball missed down and in. He just cannot land either of his breaking balls for a strike right now. So you can almost eliminate those pitches and try to fight off the fastballs that you see or drive one of them. The 1-1 pitch. There's a breaking ball for a strike. That's the first one, and it wasn't a strike by much. It caught the outside corner. And Perkins behind 1-2. Duffy brings home the 1-2 pitch, swing and a miss at a breaking ball down and in. And Perkins strikes out. That's the first out of the inning. That is a big strikeout for Duffy, and now here's Bryce Terang. Sanchez at second, Dunn at first. Gary Sanchez standing out there right now with both arms just folded at his chest. He's had a very good day, has Gary, and a very good series. Here's Terang, who's had a good game as well. First pitch swinging, and he lines it foul off the net above the Brewers' third base dugout. It's 0-1. And I think Bryce broke his bat, so he's going to ask for some new lumber. Bryce with 2 doubles today and a walk out of the leadoff spot. That is a performance that will earn you some more opportunities at the top of this lineup. So Bryce has his weapon of choice. And we'll get back in there. First and second and one away. An 0-1 count on Terang here. Top of the ninth inning. Royals with a 6-2 lead. Duffy kicks and delivers. Breaking ball hit foul at the plate by Terang. That got a piece of his foot. He's hopping around in a little bit of pain. And Terang is behind 0-2. And Duffy has, to his credit, stayed with that curveball. And now he's starting to locate it a little bit better. Terang getting plenty of time to walk this one off. That one caught him pretty good. And now he climbs back into the box. No balls, 2 strikes on Bryce. Duffy's thrown 19 pitches so far in relief here in the ninth. 0-2. And he took down and away with a changeup. 1 ball and 2 strikes, the count on Terang. You've got Contreras in the on-deck circle. These are the guys you want up to try and mount a comeback with. 1-2 pitch. Terang, a rocket out to right. Renfro back on it, over his head. It'll roll all the way to the wall. Sanchez around third. He's going to score. Stopping at third is done. It is the third double of the day for Bryce Terang. And it's a 6-3 ball game. And there is life in Kansas City for the crew. An RBI double for Bryce, his 13th driven in of the year. And that's going to be it for Tyler Duffy. As the tying run comes to the plate in William Contreras, Matt Quatrero will take the ball from Duffy, and he's bringing his closer, MacArthur, into this game for the second consecutive day. U.S. Cellular call of the pin has been made. They're proud to support the Brewers. When the game is on, notifications go off. Enjoy the game with your crew. U.S. Cellular, built for us. There is life for the crew. Don't go anywhere. This is the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Thanks for calling Toyota. This is Jan.
Hi, Jan. I just adopted a new best friend, and I'm looking for a Toyota so we can make the most out of summer.
With a new RAV4, you can take your pup for a drive up the coast. You can take a Prius to the park for some tug-of-war. Or you can take a Tundra to kayak at a remote lake.
One problem, Jan.
Oh?
My new best friend's a cat.
Your summer starts here, but it all ends June 3rd. Toyota, let's go places. Dealer inventory may vary. See your participating Toyota dealer for details.
Members of Leuna are the most diverse trade in Wisconsin's construction industry, partnering with over 900 contractors to meet the demand for a skilled, safe, and productive workforce. Their union members construct roads, bridges, buildings, sewer and water lines, and energy infrastructure. Feel the power of a career as a member of the Wisconsin Laborers District Council, where you will earn great union wages, health care, and a pension. Learn why you are worth so much more by visiting LiunaWisconsin.org. LiunaWisconsin.org.
Ooh, that's gone. I did not see that one coming. Here's another surprise hit. Did you know our gas stations sell local fuel? It's true. When you fill up with unleaded 88, you can be sure more of it comes from Wisconsin. Wisconsin farmers grow the corn that becomes ethanol right here in our state. Ethanol blends produce clean fuel. It's better for your engine, better for your wallet, and it supports Wisconsin farmers. That's a home run. The next time you fill up, choose unleaded 88. Learn more at wibiofuels.org.
One out, second and third for the crew. They trail 6-3 in the top of the ninth inning. William Contreras at the plate against righty James MacArthur. First offering to Contreras is a half-hearted swing and a miss. It's 0-1. MacArthur blew the save last night through 30 pitches. He took the loss on Sunday against the Rangers as well. A one offering. One hops the glove of the first baseman, Hampson. Look what I found. He runs to the bag to retire Contreras. Down the line and scoring is done. And on to third goes Terang. It is a 6-4 ball game. Two outs. And how about this? Christian Yelich activated today after missing 23 games. Comes to the plate as the tying run against MacArthur. First offering to Christian is a chopper up the first baseline. MacArthur off the mound to field. Underhand toss to first, and this game is over. Brewers once again made it interesting, but Kansas City holds on and wins 6-4 here this afternoon at Kauffman Stadium. The Royals win the series 2-1. The Brewers head home to take on the Cardinals and the Pirates for a 7-game homestand. 6-4 your final. We're back to tell you about it after this on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Are you ready to hit a home run with your business marketing? It's time to step up to the plate and get noticed with help from your local MVP senior account executive, Peter Van Doren. Whether you're a rookie or seasoned pro, I'm here to help you score big with unbeatable radio advertising and digital marketing solutions. Don't wait until the ninth inning. Get started now. And let's hit a grand slam together. Contact me by email today, peter@civicmedia.us.
Progressive presents 10 things on a food truck owner's to-do list that are harder than getting a commercial auto insurance quote. Stocking the fridge, prepping the stations, finding employees that get along well, finding employees that actually do their job. Looking at you, Gary. Balancing the books, balancing the flavors, having a fresh menu and fresh produce and fresh meat, but never a fresh mouth. But the easiest thing on a small business owner's to-do list? Seeing if you can save on commercial auto insurance. Get a quote in as little as 7 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Coverage subject to policy terms and conditions.
Snow accumulations will be light at first.
When you need to know what to expect from the weather,
widespread throughout the southern half of the state, we're looking at 5 to 8 inches.
You can count on the Civic Media team of meteorologists, led by Brittany Merlot, to track the snow and the impact.
This will be a heavy, wet, slushy, sloppy snowfall that'll be heavy to shovel.
Your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin on your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
You're listening to Milwaukee Brewers Baseball on Oshkosh Air Support, 98.3 FM and 1100 AM WISS. Hey.
Milwaukee Brewers Baseball has been brought to you by Citgo. Miller Lite, it's Miller time. Usinger's famous sausage. Usinger's in baseball, it's just not summer without them. American Family Insurance, Menards, Prevea Health, Construction Business Group, Wisconsin Infrastructure Investment Now, Delta Dental, Quick Trip, Fleet Farm, Woodman's Food Market, Pomp's Tire, West Bend Insurance, The Silver Lining, U.S. Cellular, built for us, Carbless, a premium ready-to-drink cocktail, Island Resort and Casino, Coakley Brothers and Brothers Interiors, Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, Pottawatomie Sportsbook, Cedar Crest, Wisconsin Biofuels, and Wisconsin Laborers District Council. Royals win it 6-4. This was an interesting game from start to finish, Josh.
It was an interesting series from start to finish as well. Brewers end up losing both series on this trip. And first little kind of extended skid of the year. They've lost 4 of 5 as they get ready to come home for the next 7. 6-9-0 for Kansas City. They left 7 on base. Meanwhile, the Brewers just 3-for-13 hitting with runners in scoring position. A big story in this one. 4 runs, 8 hits, also no errors. They left 8. Brady Singer earns his 3rd win of the year against just 1 defeat. And Joe Ross pitched better than his final line would have indicated. He ends up taking his 4th loss in 5 decisions. And James MacArthur cleans up the 8th save of the year for him. 2 hours and 38 minutes to play this one before the largest crowd of the series, 22,430 at Kauffman Stadium. Royals been a great home team this year, 15-8. And they win a series from the team that's been the best road team in baseball, the Brewers. We'll come back with a final word from Lane after this. 6-4 KC on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
What's on tap? Brought to you by Miller Lite, the original light beer. Rooting for the Brew Crew, because we're from Milwaukee too. Tastes like Miller time. Brewers fans, the ballpark never tasted so good. Now that Vienna beef hot dogs are available, don't miss out on the quality culinary home run of the season, which can be cooked to your liking for that classic ballpark taste. Grab a pack of Vienna beef hot dogs at your favorite local grocer today. Milwaukee Brewers Baseball and Miller Lite.
Save big money and transform your home with new appliances now at Menards. We offer the lowest prices and the largest in-stock appliance selection ready to take home today. Check out top appliance brands, including KitchenAid, Maytag, Whirlpool, Amana, and Criterion. Upgrade your home and save big money on new appliances at Menards. Shop our entire selection of appliance options online today at Menards.com.
Save big money at Menards.
Lots of insurance companies make promises about how much you can save if you switch over to them. Well, here's our promise. With the West Bend policy, you can save everything. Every memory. Every detail. Everything you've worked so hard for. Once it comes time to actually make a claim, a cheap insurance policy can really cost you. Why not protect everything that matters with a policy from West Bend? Because the worst brings out our best. Visit thesilverlining.com to find out more.
Carbless, a proud partner of the Milwaukee Brewers. Premium, ready-to-drink cocktails made right here in Wisconsin. Zero carbs, zero sugar, zero gluten, zero guilt. And just 100 calories a can. Carbless has flavors for every fan. Fruit flavors like pineapple, lemon lime, black cherry, and more. And classic cocktail options like margarita, paloma, and Moscow Mule. Find Carbless at your local grocery store and pick up a pack to enjoy while you watch Brewers baseball at home or while you tailgate before a game. Carbless, less is more.
No matter where you're headed, Citgo is a good place to start. Whether you're off to the ballpark, dog park, or amusement park, driving range or drive-in theater, Saturday morning soccer or Sunday brunch, Citgo top-tier tri-clean gasoline gets you where you're going and keeps your engine running cleaner and smoother along the way. Whether you're traveling near or far, when you start with Citgo, you're good to go.
Well, that's going to do it for our game broadcast here this afternoon, but we're back with you tomorrow night. On Deck Show, built by Menards, gets underway at 6:05, followed by the game at 6:40. It's the Brewers and the Cardinals. First of a four-game series between the two division rivals tomorrow night. Cardinals haven't announced a starter, but they were rained out today, and Sonny Gray was scheduled to start, so you can probably expect Sonny Gray to get the ball for St. Louis. Tobias Myers, he is scheduled to start for the Crew. Our producer and engineer has been Kent Sommerfeld. I'm Lane Griddle, inviting you to stay tuned. Josh Maurer has the Potawatomi Sportsbook postgame show coming up in just mere moments. Again, the final score, Kansas City wins the game and takes the series with a 6-4 victory over the Crew here this afternoon. This has been a presentation of the Brewers Radio Network.
Suit up for the $800,000 sports car series at Potawatomi Casino Hotel Milwaukee. April through May, score free play, cash, one of four new Toyota GR86s or a new Toyota Supra. Play with your club card to earn entries, five times the entries on drawing days, and when the Milwaukee Brewers play at home. Got what it takes, slugger? Only at Potawatomi. For more details, visit pacebig.com/sportscar. Must be 21 and a club member to play.
Ooh, that's gone. I did not see that one coming. Here's another surprise hit. Did you know our gas stations sell local fuel? It's true. When you fill up with unleaded 88, you can be sure more of it comes from Wisconsin. Wisconsin farmers grow the corn that becomes ethanol right here in our state. Ethanol blends produce clean fuel. It's better for your engine, better for your wallet, and it supports Wisconsin farmers. That's a home run. The next time you fill up, choose unleaded 88. Learn more at wibiofuels.org.
You have a lifetime of experience on the job and in the world. A degree from Concordia can help you make the most of it. Concordia University Wisconsin offers flexible online career-focused programs for experienced adults like you. Whether you're looking to grow in your current role or enter a new field, at Concordia, you'll learn from experts and grow your professional network. Visit cuw.edu to learn more about business, healthcare, teaching, and STEM programs starting soon. Concordia University. Live uncommon.
Members of Liuna are the most diverse trade in Wisconsin's construction industry, partnering with over 900 contractors to meet the demand for a skilled, safe, and productive workforce. Their union members construct roads, bridges, buildings, sewer and water lines, and energy infrastructure. Feel the power of a career as a member of the Wisconsin Laborers District Council, where you will earn great union wages, health care, and a pension. Learn why you are worth so much more by visiting liunawisconsin.org. LIUNAWisconsin.org.
Well, tough trip. We knew it would be going into it. Two of the best home teams in baseball hosted the Brewers during this trip, the Cubs and the Royals, and the Brewers end up dropping each series. 2 of 3 in the Windy City, and then 2 of 3 here in Kansas City. 6-4, the final in this rubber match today. So coming home losers, though 4 of their last 5, it'll be good to be at American Family Field tomorrow night. Welcome into the postgame show. Brought to you by Potawatomi Sportsbook. There's a new era of sports betting at Potawatomi Casino Hotel, Milwaukee. Potawatomi Sportsbook has dozens of self-service kiosks, a video wall, seating for over 200, restaurant, full bar, VIP deck, and more. It's truly a sports fan's paradise. Coming up here from Kauffman Stadium, the scores in the Central. Got some good news to pass along from Wrigley. That's coming up in just a moment. Later, some highlights and a preview of that game against St. Louis tomorrow night, right here on these same airwaves. That's all coming up for you. So the Brewers lose the series. It was just great starting pitching thrown at them the entire road trip. All 6 opposing starters from the Cubs and Royals had a really good outing, including Brady Singer today, just 1 run in 5 1/3 innings, and that run came 2 batters into the game. Meanwhile, Brewers pitching had just 4 ortho ASAP strikeouts. Start healing faster with ortho ASAP. Meet with a specialist today. Learn more at orthowisconsin.com. The good news I was talking about at Wrigley, the Cubs also lost. They were shut out by San Diego in that rubber match. It was Dylan Cease and two relievers combining on a one-hitter with 15 strikeouts. How about that for the Padres pitching today? 15 Ks and a one-hit shutout. 3-0 the final. Cease improves to 5-2 on the season. He beat Hayden Wesneski. And so that means the Brewers and the Cubs remain tied atop the